God does that. He doesn't. He's on the other person. He changes their mind about you. See, God doesn't just work on my heart. He works on who I'm going to.
We want to wish you a wonderful day wherever you are, be it day or night, morning, afternoon. God bless you. Thank you for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling website. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we glorify your holy name. Your name is a mystery because it's beyond our understanding. Oh, we just thank you, Father. We thank you that your Son is your living name and your Holy Ghost is your living breath. Oh, you're so wonderful. Thank you for blessing us. We don't even deserve it, but we pray that your name will be highly lifted up today. Touch Brother Freedom as he shares under the direction of the Holy Ghost. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God. I feel your presence, Paul. Thank you, God. It's up to the glory. Hallelujah.
This is Psalm 139 to the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Then Ezekiel chapter 22, starting in verse 28, says, And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity, and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression, and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy, yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge, and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. Then Jeremiah chapter 29, starting in verse 11, says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call unto me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Praise God.
God, help us to search for you with all of our hearts. Lord, we come before you with thankfulness today. You're our God. You're the one that we trust in. You're the one that we hope in, Lord, the only Savior. And we need you today. And we pray, Lord God, that you would touch Brother, that you would touch his mouth and open it up to speak clarity from you in Jesus' name. And we pray that you would open up the ears of every hearer to hear your words spoken through him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, thank you for helping us to serve you and honor you and worship you today in spirit and in truth. Thank you for your presence this week and how you've wrapped your arms around us and held us closely and reminded us of your love. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your mercy that's new every morning. Thank you for your presence again in this place, and we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you. You're our everything. You're greater than what we know. You're just greater than great, because without you, this whole world would not even be here. There would not be a soul here. All things have been made by you. All things are consisted by you. All things come through your knowledge, your direction. And Father, how you can know all things is beyond me to know, but you're that great. And Father, we are your people, your offspring. And that's why we're to know Jesus, because he is that Savior that saved the world, that they'd be called and come to a place to be your child. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you that you make up hedges around your people and protect them, guide them, direct them. And we thank this day for everything you've done. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to say, in the beginning of my life, I can still remember to some degree. I must have been on a couple years old, a little bit. My grandpa, he said, blessed is the little man, says God's going to use him. Oh, I feel his presence just saying that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember I went to church every Sunday. Every time the doors would open, we was always there. This is all my beginning, what I'm talking about. When I was 9 years old, I should have drowned, but I miraculously saved out of it, and I'm still alive. The next Sunday, I accepted Jesus Christ, my personal Savior. I didn't know what he was really about, but I knew that I needed him, and I accepted him. And I praise God for that. As time went on, my high school ages, well, pastors used to pick me out and say that God was going to use, he was going to be used in their denomination, but that didn't work. I felt the calling, but I didn't feel it in where I was at. It disappointed my dad, really. I was a disappointment to him. I went to Bible college for just a short time, and the Lord just spoke to my heart and says, you're not ready to even go to Bible school. That school's not going to change who you are. And I could feel that and didn't know anything about him, but I knew it. He says, I want you to go in the army. Army, yep. And you live for me in there. And then from then we'll go on another step. I couldn't tell nobody what I'm even telling you, but that's what happened in my own self. So when I went into basic training, well, of course, live for him in the army is sort of, it's different, because there's not anybody in that lives for the Lord. I mean, they do what they do the best. That's sin. So I just was in the service. I kept trusting the Lord, and my fellow one I was in basic training with, they said bad things about me, because if you don't go along with the world, you know, you're not in it. You know, you're not accepted. And they said some hard things. I could feel I didn't know what it was. The Holy Spirit was telling me, Dan, I'm going to be with you. Don't be afraid. And that's way back there when I was just a young man. And then we had competition when they had testing for physical fitness. And 1,600 men, I think it was 1,600, but I think it was 1,600, I come in second in physical fitness. And it changed all these people who were so hard on me around. But I know God did it. And that's what was touching me. I knew that I knew someone that somehow I was going to know him one day from that time. And I was afraid to even hear someone say, because I didn't want to do anything, even that depth right then, that would fit what God had for me. I know he had something for me. Went to Korea, and I felt the power of God over there. I didn't know what it was, but I knew he was with me. I can't describe it. Now I know what it was, the Holy Spirit. He works in us before we're even saved. We can't be saved unless he draws us. And he is our strength in all time. And I learned so much about him. When I went through that minefield, he told me pretty plainly, so you're going to make it. Have faith in me. But you see all these things happening, and pretty soon, God started building the faith. But I had faith in God that I was going to make it. I know that the 91st Psalm, no ill shall harm me, no plague come nigh my dwelling. I started knowing that, receiving it in my spirit. Pretty soon, when in Korea there, I mean, guys got to respect me.
They have troubles. One guy's going to kill another American. I said, give me your rifle, give me your peace right now. And they give both of them. It was God did that because they were big guys, and I wasn't that big, but when I said something, they listened. And I wasn't doing no bad intent. I was just saying, we can't have that here. We don't kill one another. I have a friend of mine, and he says, you are so different. He says, well, everybody respected you. Oh, I feel the presence of God. God, that's what God is. He gives you that. I didn't know. I was just a little infant. But I knew God loved me. At home, I had it real rough. In the Army, I really excelled. I finished my high school up. I went to decent engine school. That was later. But all these things God did for me. So I've got a plan for you while you're in here. It's going to affect your whole livelihood. And sure enough, it changed because I had a good education on engines, and I had come back. I was in Fort Hood, Texas. I had about 20, 25 mechanics under me, and I was the chief mechanic. Here I'm just a young kid, but I had the stripes. The stripes was what speaks. When I was going to leave Fort Hood, got discharged, well, the company commander wanted to talk to me. He says, you've got the best record, and I only give this to the Lord. He says, I've never seen no record like you got. I didn't even know these things. He says, every month you're in they evaluate you. For the time that you basic training, you know, you hear these old tales that says, well, you know, this guy, no, they try to put you in the part where you excel, too. If you're a dozer operator, they're going to try to put you in that same spot. It's to their gain. And I thought about, after talking to him, I thought about being in Yokohama, Japan. I got off the ship there, and we went to Camp Drake and going through your records and all that. And I seen this, he was a warrant officer. He said, would you like to give me something? I said, I just feel like that was God. Before I even went in, I went to this recruiting officer and he says, you need to go in a little ahead of time before they call you. And he says, you get us a letter. It's going to help you to stay in a vocation that you know, they knew what I was running the cat right there. He said, I just feel so strong. I believe it's, I'm not telling you something that you can't do. If you'll pray about it, it'll probably come to pass. So I started praying about it, and that happened. In that, I didn't have to shoot nobody. I was in it, but I didn't have to shoot. I didn't have to pull no triggers. I was a pretty good rifleman. I could hit what I pointed at and hit something with it. But as time went on, this officer at Fort Hood, Texas, I brought all these things, when he was talking, I just brought it in my heart. I said, you know what he's saying? I could see the hand of God had been me all the way through. And that's what I'd like to bring out today. The hand of God be on you all the steps of your life, from your infancy up to time. Oh, come a chanted, come a shibo, come a Sunday. God wants to be our director. He wants to be the one that leads us, the one that guides us. When I got to Fort Hood, I volunteered for every detail I could do, because I would got to where I was just bored at camp on weekends because everybody else went out and drunk and did their thing, gambled and all these things. I didn't do none of that, but so I was just by myself, lonely. So I'd hear they needed a cat, run a cat, I'd volunteer. They wanted a drag gun operator, I'd run in. Whatever they wanted me, I could do it. And I was getting better at it because I'd volunteer a lot. And I'd run a new HD5, I'd never run a front end loader before. 2 days I was doing good on it, so I had run equipment, but so it wasn't too hard for me to go one to the other. But it's a lot of experience that I needed. I couldn't have bought for this experience. And so the Belton Dam was right out of Fort Hood, and they were working on it, and they needed a D7 out there and an operator. So on a Saturday morning, anybody want to go to Belton Dam? And I said, I'll go. It happened to be my brother-in-law. He wasn't a brother-in-law then. And God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. We had a flat tire or blowout on the low bed about in Killeen, Texas. And Major Wilson showed up. He says, I'll take care of your tires. And he got people out there to fix the tire. We didn't have to do nothing. We were just sitting there. And he come back and he talking to us. And he picked me out and he says, we've been checking you out. He says, you haven't finished high school. Tomorrow or Monday, I want you to stay with it on our pay until you finish high school. How's that? I said, can't beat it. He said, I thought you'd like it. He said, you can still go out here on weekends, still run cat if you want to get done with it. So I did. And pretty soon my name, they was making it rank there. And they found my name on the bulletin board. I never even looked at bulletin boards. They said, your name's on the bulletin board. I said, what? Yeah, you got two extra stripes. Wow. Two extra. Boy. Wow. I thought, boy, that's pretty good. So this all come to my mind when I'm talking to this officer about staying in. He says, we can see that you believe in the Lord. And I said, yes, I do. That was the main factor. People could see. I didn't preach to them. Didn't say nothing to them. I was a representative for God there. But that scripture says, he sought for a man to make a head and found none. You know, we go to so many people go into places like that idea. They live wickedly. They go out and do things on the weekend they shouldn't do. And it's actually breaking their bodies down. They getting drunk. They do. Smoke cigarettes. And all these things, when you go in competition, like this competition physical, my body was clean. And Satan knows when you can take up all this cruddy stuff in your system, he's got you beat. But God knows you don't need that in your system because he made you. Right there, search in the Psalms, it says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. At that time, you might say, oh, this, I'm not no ministry, but I was being ministered to the direction of God. Right? God was ministering to me every day to become an overcomer. I had a New Testament. I kept it right here in my pocket all the time. Bulged out my uniform. But nobody ever said anything about it. But I read the thing over and over and over. And I started seeing that God has a plan for man. He wants us to walk in his victory. We is made in his image. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. We're made exactly like he wants us because we're special in his eyes. That's for everybody. What I'm speaking is for every one of you. You've got a pathway that no one else, it's God chose you to be in that path. The pathway of the just is shining light, it shines more and more to that most perfect day. When you stay in that pathway for you, you're going to excel by the Lord's leadership. We're not in competition with one another, we're brothers and sisters. We should realize that. As time went on, I could see that God's hand was really on me. And the more that I tried to live right, God would bless me. And here I didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I really didn't know Jesus like I should. But something was working. God was working on me. So me and my brother-in-law was in, and he was a rowdy person. He was the opposite. And they told me when I went to Fort Belvoir, Virginia, I was going to drive my own pickup to Fort Belvoir, which is Washington, D.C., and they let him go with me. So make sure he get there. But see, we was two opposites. He tried to live as loose as he could live, and I was trying to do the best. And this CID man, that's intelligence in their service, he told me, he said, I'm going to let you know what's happening. If he gives you any trouble, you call us. You're doing him a favor. He had been AWOL. That's my brother-in-law. And he was a rowdy person. So I told him his name was Ed. And I said, Ed, you may be bigger than I am. You may be older than I am. But you're going to listen to me right now. We're going to get to Fort Belvoir together. Hear that? So I let him drive just a short piece, and here comes a Tennessee sheriff and pull me over and say, we don't like the way you was driving back here. And he was driving. And I said, well, I'll tell you, I'm sorry about that because I was tired and I let that fellow there drive. I just thought the Lord told me what to say. He says, well, we're just going to let you go, but you make sure you drive all the way through Tennessee. Nobody else, because you're going through these school zones at a real fast. But that's the way he was. See, God wants us to be obedient to law. We don't come to change the law. We're straight. There's people that just want to break the law. Even Christians, I've seen them. Oh, they want to. But God wants us to be above that. He wants us to, our reputation, be godly, Christ-like, victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I got to Fort Belvoir, Virginia. The town of Arlington was right around Fort Belvoir. He said, well, can we stop and have a cup of coffee? And I said, well, yes, we can. Just you make sure you, because I'm only going to take a little time here. We're going to be there at the post there in about an hour or so. So he did. As time went on, we went to a diesel engine school there. His sister, I married her. And she was the one that told me about the Holy Ghost. And she said, it's beyond what you can imagine.
The Holy Ghost is what we really need. I still didn't have it till after a year or so after we were married. Our son, we adopted him. But see, God adopts us. Jesus paid for our lives that we might be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ upon Calvary's cross, that we might be delivered and be set free on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might live victoriously until we make heaven our home. That's what it's all about. Where are we going to spend heaven? Because the opposite is not a good place. But as I went along, I could see that God had a very special pathway for me. My military time, I could tell you a lot of things, but it's not needful right now. My wife and I was married, and I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the churches in the late 50s was so terrible. And I said, Lord, I need to do something. So the Lord put in my heart to start praying. I prayed for about 8 years straight. Nothing really happened. But after that 8 years, God really come to me in a very special way. He told me that he'd call me. And one June 6, 1977, at 10:45, the Lord come down to my room. I was brought home by myself. And God said, I called you for a special way. And the Lord said, I'm going to teach you. And you'll not be liked. And the Lord told me this there at that time. But he said, if you hadn't come my way, tonight you'd be in eternity. Even see the way we live, sometimes we put more thought in what we're doing sometimes. Because the Bible says our lives are like a vapor. Our lives are here today and gone tomorrow. And many times we're not serious with our obligation, Lord Jesus Christ. We're doing things that we're listening to churches, to men, to people that's not even right with God. And I remember going to some churches that some of the pastors were pretty bad. I've seen. I mean, they, right openly. I'm not judging them, but I just realized that there's even room for our pastors to get better, straighter with God. And I'm not putting myself on a pedestal at all. No, no, no. But we got to have a spot in the Lord where we keep us in alignment with him all the time. I started praying in the Spirit. And I got out on the road. I drove a lot of long drivings, 3 hours straight. The Lord just put me some options. I knew there's power through praying in the Spirit. And how I could use that time driving and pray in the Spirit and see what happens. Well, just about a week or so, I mean, I was driving 3 hours. I knew what I was doing when I got to where I was going. It wasn't for me anything. I could not even understand it. But I could just know it. And I found out that God, a lot of things, you just know it. And he speaks so much different than human. The Holy Spirit is sent to be our helper. When he's your helper, you got to listen to him above your pastor, whoever. Because he won't mislead you. But a lot of people are not willing to trust him. And that's where the time that went for me, he started making me trust him. I know that tap, I thought about that this last week. When I broke that tap, that was God's, let it happen. Because God wanted to do something within me that I could never do without he made all the things, the components, and he got that tap off that I knew it had to be God. God came to me right then. He said, if you're not wanting to trust me, it's all over with. Time after time, he said the same thing. We're human, but God wants us to trust in him. And this, where we're living right now, God wants us to live in the Spirit as much as we can. He knows that you've got to live in a fleshly place, but there's times you can live partly in by the Spirit. He gives you strength. You don't have to be put a sign on yourself. I'm being led. No, no, no. You don't. Nobody. You're undercover, basically. Like me, I was running a 155 Komatsu ripping, and they had a 355 Komatsu come in. That's another, not a Caterpillar, that's a Japanese brand, about equal to a D10. I was working there. This is the way the Holy Spirit says, I'm blue, says, the Spirit of God says, hey, by the way, that 355, 3 days is going to burn up. I looked at my time, 3 days, about almost the same, burn up. God is so special. I was coming down through the town we live in. There was a young fellow in that town. He went to the same church I went to, and when I couldn't stay in there no longer because they wouldn't let me be what I had to be. So I just finally left. Oh, he was so upset about that. So I went through the underpass
in this town, and right in the underpass, the Lord says, before 5 minutes, you're going to see troubles, but I'm with you. When I got out of my service truck, he comes screaming out, running out to me. He says, here comes the prodigal son, just like a crazy man. And I says, what's your problem? Well, you're just a Protestant son. I just want to let you know that we don't like you. And I said, well, thank you, then. That's okay. Well, how can I help you, though? Well, he says, we got this 518 interlock. It won't lock up. I said, I come and explain, told you how to put that together. He said, well, it don't work. It's your fault. So I had to straighten out. It took almost a week's time to straighten that out. I called the service manager and told him what was up. We didn't even touch it, but he blames us for it. And he says, well, the only way that you can do, we're just going to fix it, put it on our time. We'll cover it because he's too big of a customer for us not to go his way. But he was a Christian. He was wrong, wrong, wrong. I was right, right, right. But that's what we got. We got to be above those kind of situations. So a week later, I had cut back all that 518. They just welded everything together instead of bolting together. It would eventually crack and fell off of it. That was a sloppy job. But when people do sloppy work, you got to cut all the stuff. That's why sin. Sin comes into our lives and gives us such a exterior that we can't live right. We can't pull. We can't be a strong Christian. The same as that back in that 518. So a week later, about a week later, I finally got it out, went through that differential. He didn't put it together right. I told him exactly what to do. But we still covered it. As a Christian, you have to be above reproach. You got to honor. You got to do the right thing, even if somebody else is wrong. Vengeance is mine, I shall repay, said the Lord. And we as God's people, we come in that area, we got to have our own way. Make sure we're coming out best. But God wants you to be example for him. See, God deals that young man, and he's still around. God wasn't through with it. He kept on, and there's a big tub of oil of all things. He wouldn't have it. I don't think in his shop I've ever seen very many. But that tub about a couple foot high, full of oil. I shouldn't. He kept on. The Lord said, look at it, look at it. The Holy Ghost knocked him down that tub. He come up full of oil. I didn't laugh, but I knew I shouldn't laugh. But boy, when I got home, I laughed. I was polite about my laughing. And he was a Christian. He said he was. But I tell you, sometimes we got to prove it by our actions. And I started learning that people will do the way of lying of least resistance. That means they're going to take the easy path. Don't care who it hurts, they want to receive the blessing for themselves. I really believe that that's what we lose out in life is because we don't follow God, the Holy Ghost. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Just like this week, three people came up and wanted to know about some equipment. I haven't been around in a long time. Oh, I felt the leadership, the Holy Spirit, go ahead and oblige them. One was a 155 Komatsu. And it was getting where it had no power in the engine. And all the man, he was really upset, and he took this other fellow. I just heard him talking. And then I called his wife the other night because she called me, and he answered the phone. So I said, well, Steve, I says, did you find your trouble? No, we haven't. And I said, well, I'll tell you, I'm not cutting in on you, but I believe if you'll check how much oil's in that converter housing, it'll flood that converter out when it happens. You lose your power. It's got a scavenger pump. That scavenger pump can't take away all the oil. It loses the power, and it also gets hot heats. I know that was right. Another fellow, the same fellow had the 518, had a V8, and I can't hardly get around. And he said, well, I got to take you out there and show you sometimes we don't think what we're doing. The whole thing's in the same barrel. We don't put old oil and new oil, mix them together. And that's what we do sometimes. A Christian experience. We're up there on a Sunday morning, just everything just going great, great, great. Yet then through the week, you sit back and so I went out with him, and the Lord just showed me real fast. He probably had a young fellow to work for him. They probably put what the Lord showed me, a brake fan on the cap. In doing so, you had to pull the deck out and then take a series of bolts that holds the flanges together where it hooks together. Well, they probably used about a wrench this long and got to use about a wrench this long and pull hard.
like you're going to almost break those bolts off. They got to be that tight. Probably wasn't done, so all the bolts come out. I could hear it in there when he had it running. You could hear the flanges, the drum going around the flange. But God is not slack in all his work. He's great. And in life, you're going to find a lot of series of things ever since your childhood to now that kept you going. God will never leave you. I told a fellow the other day, he was a Christian about it, and I was in Texas, and I was loading the cap. I was in the roadways, it was paved, and I was binding down the last binder on that cap, and the Holy Spirit said, jump as high as you can jump. And when I jumped as high as I jumped, I'd been killed. This car hit me, I went over the top, rolled down, I could see the driver, I must have scared him half dead, and he just kept going. I'd have died if I hadn't been, he'd run over top of me. In time of time, God is very special help in the time of need. That's what he says. When you need him, you need him when you need him. I'm persuaded a lot of times people are killed because they're not where they should be. When you work in heavy equipment, that lies their state sometimes. They're in a garbage truck right here in this city. I talked to that man a few days before it happened. And he was a nice young man. Somehow the blade on the garbage truck, the blade come forward. It's crushed you to death. God is your strength. And things that happen in life, I believe a lot of it because they're not a Christian and because time comes up. But I truly believe, it says, if you live with the Lord, your days will be long. It don't have to be, but they can be. And I believe that God wants to direct our steps all the way through life. 91st Psalm. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither plague come thine dwelling, for they shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I'm going to skip down a little. He shall call on me, and I shall answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Our steps are ordered by God. Today is all God orders your steps. God honors your steps. The Holy Spirit's on two sides. I'm persuaded many times he speaks to this other person. I had a service truck, and I had thyroid problem. My licensing got behind being paid for. I went down to DMV and tried to talk to them. They wouldn't even talk to me. They was just saying they was untalkable. Told me I was in big trouble, and they was going to get me. So I asked the Lord about it, and the Lord says, don't do nothing about it until I tell you. Just don't do nothing. And I went morning, I was just trying to get things back up, and I got the shout, and the Lord says, by the way, let's go to DMV. And I said, I don't have my checkbook. He said, you're not going to even need it. He says, I have faith. I say, you're not, don't even take it. See, that's another test. You wouldn't go there without your checkbook there. The Lord said, you're doing fine. That's fine. When I got in there, this lady says, what can I help you? And I said, well, I had a thyroid problem, and I got pretty sick, and I really didn't know, I wasn't really mentally even good, but I said, I'm trying to get all that straightened up, because all I needed is the medicine for thyroid. Well, she said, we're not going to, you mean they told you had to, and I said, well, it's yes, what I said, I'm in trouble now. She said, not right now, you're not. And I says, you're sure of this? Well, you're unsure of it. And I said, anything I need to pay you? And she said, no, it's all yours. Go home. Don't worry about it. Only God can do this kind of thing. God does that. He does it. He's on the other person. He changes their mind about you. See, God doesn't just work on my heart. He works on who I'm going to. He softens that one that can't get you because of who you are. I've had that happen. God is in that. And if you're a child of God, God's going to help you in all these areas. They're for you. But when we don't receive them, because we don't, Bible says we don't even ask. In James it says we have not because we don't even ask for it. We think unbelief. Unbelief has to, oh no, we do ask him. Oh, that's all right. God is here to bless us. You shall call upon him, he'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Praise God, God is real. He's forever faithful, and he has a treasure for you. It's for us. We're the recipient. If God be for us, who can be against it? God bless you all this day. I'll tell you some more sometime. But God is real. He's forever faithful. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God.
I feel good.
Yes, Brother Freedom feels good. It always touches him by the Holy Ghost. God bless you. I hope you feel good out there. God bless you in Jesus' name.